Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Brendan Hauser with Evoke Bike. In this mini pod, I want to talk about overcoming overthinking. And this is actually adapted from Harvard Business Review. And I was reading this article and I thought, man, this is cycling in a nutshell. So I quickly want to run through this article and we're going to hit this in 10 minutes or less because this is definitely going to be able to help me get out of the mind funk when a race or training session just does not go my way. So they talk about how overthinking can take three forms: rumination, overanalyzing, and future tripping. Here's how to spot and handle each one before they cause you to spiral, stress, and ultimately burn out. So rumination is the mental loop where we dwell on past events, particularly negative or distressing ones. The article talks about if we tend to fixate on negative feedback, bringing up past failures in conversations to others like our teammates, or if we're overly cautious about taking risks in the race, you know, we might be ruminators. Their suggestion is to diffuse this rumination, set aside 15 to 30 minutes to grapple with these negative thoughts. And I think this is something that I don't even take 15 minutes. After a bad race, I think it through. I replay the finish or whatever moment was really where I messed up, and get the lesson from it. The whole point is not to beat myself up. Like, I'm already pissed off. That's not going to help the situation. But say to myself, all right, man, what should I have done? And how do I make a mental note so that I can overcome this next time? And maybe not even overcome is the right word, but make the other choice. Because in a bike race, this stuff is happening like that. Snapping, 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 snapping. Like, I need to ingrain in my mind, hey, when I see this happen, I'm doing the other thing. And, you know, there's not always an exact answer, but the more times you race and the more scenarios your brain goes through, we just tend to pick the right thing. The more you play chess, the better you get at it. So this process they talk about helps us to compartmentalize and stop ourselves from ruminating constantly the entire drive home and the whole week after, which is then going to bleed into our training. We don't want that to happen. Overanalyzing or even procrastinating and over-relying on other people's approval and Strava kudos and experiencing difficulty prioritizing are all tendencies of overanalyzers. So to break this cycle, they say, shift the aim from perfect to good enough. And I love this because I've had athletes who their target is 320 watts. And when they hit 311, they think that they failed. And I explain that it's a zone and they want to be at the top end of the zone and they want to be at the max number and da 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 da. Do you know what I mean, you might go out for a 5x5. And I said this to an athlete the other day. He had an amazing rip on the first three and the fourth one was falling apart, fell apart, and he was on the trainer and stopped riding. And he did say, like, I just couldn't will myself to ride anymore. And I said, dude, downshift, ride easy for 10 minutes, recover, and just finish out the 2 hours. You have the time. Just keep going. You know, quitting rarely ever makes us better. And then the last one, future tripping. If you spend excessive energy planning for every possible scenario, I see you, Cat Force, or you find it hard to celebrate your successes because you're always thinking about what's next, you're likely a future tripper. To address this, they say use forward-looking tendencies to your advantage by projecting yourself into a future where the stress of this moment is behind you. Now, I think of this more, I think the first part, and I'm only joking about the Cap 4s. You guys know I love Cap 4s. I love everybody starting out, getting into racing. There's so much energy of who's getting in the break today and what are we doing in this scenario and what about that scenario. And then you go race and those 50 scenarios that you went over didn't happen. You know, the 59th one happened. Or we are so focused, and I think being focused on the big goal is amazing, that we forget to celebrate the little stepping stones. You know, you might not celebrate your 10-watt increase on your FTP, and you might not celebrate your seventh place that's your first top 10 because you're so damn focused on getting that podium picture for Instagram. And I'm not mocking somebody. Like, you know, we all want to have some great result, and sharing it with the people that follow us is a great feeling to do. But when that's driving our cycling, like, that's just not healthy, you know? So keep pushing. I don't think that that's not a bad thing, but don't not celebrate all these little lily pads that you're jumping on to get to where you really want to go, so that you get the Cat 1, or hopefully somebody's listening and they're going pro, or someone's pro and they're getting to Pro Conti, and maybe you're going world tour. Maybe you're going to be a world champ. Who knows? But I thought that these articles, it's, you know, I like reading business books and different, I like reading books of many different kinds, simply because there are so many things that can be applied to sports. It's like you change a few words, you change your business to your cycling, or your coworkers to your teammates. Don't ruminate, don't overanalyze, and don't future trip. Let's get it. Hopefully you guys like these mini pods. If not, when you see a really short podcast come up, skip it. I was going to start a different offshoot of a different podcast so I can do these types of things. And the many people that I asked said, that is a terrible idea. I like those. Put them on and people will come for what they want. And if they don't like your little ones, they won't be here for them. And that's cool. Good luck with the training and racing. Hopefully see you soon. Let's go.